Number 49, to Mother Superior, Sister Maddalena del Moro, from Santa Chiara Ravello. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may the holy will of God bind you so tightly as to not give you time to think of yourself, my sister in Jesus Christ. I answer to your letter with a few lines. The cause, I believe, of everything you tell me is a lack of union with Jesus in all your things. The enemy finds you alone without Jesus and does his own crafting in you, disturbs you, and takes peace away from your heart, which is so necessary in order to let afflicted Jesus rest. If the enemy found you always with Jesus, he would flee, not bearing his adorable presence. Here is the remedy of all troubles. Remain always with Jesus, both in spiritual and in material things, and Jesus will take care of giving you peace and carrying out your office. Even more, Jesus himself will do it in you. Everything you suffer, and even your coldness, give it to him in order to relieve him and repair him. In this way, you will have a greater field to keep company to pierce Jesus. If you remain with Jesus, you will forget about yourself. You will remember Jesus alone, and he will take care of all your troubles. Ah, yes, love him very much. But only union with Jesus will make the new fount spring with growing love. Therefore, if you remain with Jesus, you will love him. If not, you will love yourself and your own troubles. What a bad impression you would make in front of Jesus, wouldn't you? Tell good Mother Superior to remain obedient in everything, because one who obeys does not fail, and Blessed Jesus will compensate for all that she may seem to lack. Moreover, when Jesus feels loved, he forgets our sins, and why would he want to lose our minds in remembering them? Jesus wants harmony and concord among you, and he will be in your midst. I commend you to your prayers, myself to your prayers, the little daughter of the divine will. Corrado, November 20th, 1917. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. In all the teaching of the church and the saints, all of them, in their own way, they were looking for union with God. And this is everything that the church teaches us, is towards that, towards achieving union with God, to have a greater union with God. This union with God begins in baptism again. Remember that the original sin basically is the absence of God in the creatures. And what happens in baptism, the creature, the soul, becomes the indwelling place of God, of the Blessed Trinity. God descends. The Holy Spirit, to quote St. Paul, the Holy Spirit being put into our hearts. So that's why something that didn't exist but had to exist now exists in baptism. What had to exist was the presence of God, the indwelling, the Blessed Trinity in the soul of the creatures. So now in baptism, we receive that divine presence through the sacrament of baptism, and then that unites us, unites the creature with God again. So that union, that journey begins in baptism. And somehow we lost that union through venial sin, mortal sin. And the Lord offers to restore that union with us through the sacraments. Constantly, he offers to repair that union. So that union that all the saints in their own way were looking for begins in baptism. The praying of the rosary, the recitation of the rosary, is meant to lead us into a greater union with God by contemplating the life of of our Lord in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary. It should lead us to a greater union. The life of the saints, in their own way, they were looking for a greater union. What all these people that are writing to Luisa Picaretta are looking in their own way, and what we are all looking in our own way when we pray novenas, is to have greater union with God. In the spiritual life, there are in a way, different kind of levels. The very basic level is when the soul loves God, praises God, and prays, wanting to get something from God. That, in a way, is like the love of a child. Very basic. Not really loving, praising, adoring, but for what he is, but because we want to get something, we want to receive a favor. And that's a beginning. And that's okay, but we shouldn't stay there. Then, basically, also the love of a friend. Again, you love because also you know the person, but you want to get something. You want to receive something. You want to receive the correspondence. You want to be loved. But in this way of living, what we are invited is the love of the union. Basically, we are supposed to seek what the saints in their higher level, basically, of their spiritual life wanted to receive, the spousal love of the mystical union, because you love God for what he is. And in this way of living, Luisa Picaretta here, she tells this sister, this Mother Superior, she says, to look only union with Jesus, that this union with Jesus will make the new found spring with growing love. Growing love is very important because this is what happens when somebody is already in the possession of the gift operating in him. This is what Adam possessed, remember. Growing love at every moment it was growing in. This is what the Blessed Mother possessed. The whole life of the Blessed Mother was one single act of loving, basically. One single act of loving. One single act of loving that contained multiple, we could say, little acts or secondary acts. But the first primary act was to love God for what God was, not because of she wanted to receive something from God, but because she knew who God was. There was a grace that it was given to her. And she remained always in that union. Now, because she possessed that union, she didn't have the internal distractions, as Adam didn't have the internal distractions before the fall. Because that internal division, that disharmony is a consequence of the fall. So now we have to deal with that division, that disharmony within us, with nature and everything, among ourselves, because that's a consequence. But we have to follow, basically, to understand that everything that the church has been teaching us and all that the saints have been looking for is to arrive to a great union with God, and that this union begins in baptism. And exactly what Luisa Picaretta tells this sister, that we should focus, or we should be seeking union with God. And a way to understand the gift also of the divine will is that whenever we are doing our acts, whenever we are doing our acts of creation, redemption, sanctification, whenever we are united to the will of God, is because we want to have greater union with Him. And this is exactly what happens. That's what our Lord Jesus means also in the previous passage of Adam, that He says that these bounds between the human and the divine will, basically, they acquire a new meaning. So, when Luisa Picaretta tells this superior also that don't be afflicted with the rest of the things, that just leave everything, all your troubles, he says, here is the remedy for all your troubles. Remain always with Jesus. Basically, remain in that union. If we were able to remember that we have to remain in the union of our baptism, basically. And that union has to grow with every single act. Or that if we are in the divine will, operating in that, asking, offering our acts, basically what that union that we receive in baptism is increasing. New bounds between the will of God and us are being formed. Stronger bounds, a new capacity to receive. Remain always with Jesus, both in spiritual and material things. What does it mean to be spiritual? To do a lot of novenas? And I'm not saying that's bad. We should do novenas if they lead us to a greater union with God. Remember, this is the purpose of all our devotions. Not just to say the devotions, just to say it, but every devotion, everything should lead us to a greater union with God. That's the purpose. Now, to be spiritual is to think about the future of our soul, because the soul is spiritual. To say novenas and all those prayers, that does mean to be pious, to have piety. And we are called to have piety because piety is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. There are 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. So don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to tell me what are the 12. Because I know you know, but to be spiritual means to be thinking about the future of our soul, which is spiritual, is eternal. Spiritual because it's a spirit. Our makeup is spiritual and material, or material and spiritual. So to put everything in the hands of Jesus, so to put even our soul in the hands of Jesus, in our material things, our health, which is in a way material. We get sick, we get headaches, we get worried. So put everything in the hands of Jesus. There is a beautiful prayer that comes from, it's attributed to Saint Ignatius of Loyola, that says, "Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace, that it is enough for me." You see, that prayer that is attributed to Saint Ignatius of Loyola, he's already looking for a greater union with God. And this is one of the elements that I see in the letters of Luisa, that she's always leading in her own way, in her own language. She's leading all these people to a greater union with God in their own situation. In this occasion, she's talking to a superior. But if you look at the letters, that's one of the main purposes, that she's leading all of them towards a greater union with God. So all this, in reality, all the events of our life should lead us to a greater union with God. Every single day should lead us to a greater union with God. And that's to progress in the spiritual life. That's the way we can measure if we are advancing in the spiritual life. Also, if we are advancing in the possession, towards the possession of this will of God operating in us. So that's why also our Lord Jesus mentions that this is the fastest track to arrive to sanctity. Why? Because every single act now that is in union with Him, He is the one who is operating. We are already there in this union. He's already there, and not only there, but now He's operating. As in the old way, He's praying so that we may acquire union in some way. But now, here, when we say our prevenient act, he's already there. And now, as we continue, he leads us into a greater union. As in the old way, we are just as aspiring to have that union. You see the difference? So let us ask our Lord Jesus really to give us the grace to be united with Him. Let us use all our circumstances to have greater union with Him. Let us turn to our Lord Jesus and give everything to Him, our spiritual things, our material things, everything. And I would like to really end this time together with that prayer of Saint Ignatius, asking our Lord Jesus to give us the grace to love Him. Lord Jesus, take and receive my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have, I call mine. You are the giver. To you, O Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do it what you will. Give me only the grace to love you, and that grace is enough for me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.